This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Billions and billions of things are going on. A lot of people who are hoping that they can win one of these lotteries, too. Hoo-ha! I noticed that somebody in Massachusetts won a $50,000 ticket. That's pocket change. Come on. Let's get into the billions. How are you doing today? It's Friday. You knew that, right? October the 19th. One more Friday. And this month is Kaputsky. I just keep you in touch with that reality. I'm Doug Steffen. Nobody else has. Kara's holding down the fort in Washington. That's good. Victoria Keelan has gone to a wedding in California. Jennifer's gone to some event in Hawaii. And so here we are, Kara, faced with the realities of all the things that are happening in the world, including the fact the president has threatened to close the border with Mexico. And there are thousands of Honduran migrants who are trying to get across, and there's no secret to it either. The Trumpster heads this to say, quote, "I must, in the strongest of terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught, and if unable to do so, I will call up the U.S. military and close our southern border." Caravan started in Honduras, about 4,000 people. It's nearing the Mexico-Guatemala border. Southern border of Mexico. The Mexican government reportedly added an additional 500 federal police officers to its border to prepare for the caravan. How do these people, well, how did this start would be my question. And what do these people think? They just going to walk across the border? Mexico says its process it's going to process these people like it normally does. Migrants with passports will be allowed to enter. Those without proper documents will have to apply for refugee status in Mexico. They warned that any migrant caught entering the country in an irregular manner will be deported. So what? Deportation is a joke. It doesn't work. You send them back and they come back. They figure out how to get back again. So is there? Would we consider there being any teeth to this? Trump says he'll stop all payments to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, a threat that he also made earlier this week. So he's said that twice this week. He said the leaders of these countries are doing not much to stop this flow of people. Documents show the U.S. gave a total of nearly $500 million combined to those three countries last year. So what do we have? We have a mess. But we've had this mess. The mess continues. Thank heavens America is a wonderful place and people desire to come here. But we're not thankful for the way they do it, how many come across, and what they do when they get here. So is the president's idea to close the southern border a good idea? Well, then they find out exactly where these people are going to... We've been trying to close the border, in essence, since even long before Trump became president. Many people, including the governors of those southern states that border Mexico, have wanted to close the border because all this does is add to the cost of running government. Whether it's in Texas, whether it's New Mexico, Arizona, California, doesn't make any difference. It costs a lot of money. California, as crazy as the people are there, they don't seem to mind, or at least the majority of people there don't seem to mind, or enough, maybe I should even say the majority, enough people in these communities and these states don't seem to mind. If they did, it would stop. In some way, shape, or form, the residents of California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas would make it known that their desire is not to let these people come into their state and suck off the public teat. I say teat because it sounds better than T-I-T. That's gross. Some people say it's vulgar. At any rate, America shouldn't be the dumping ground for people who have no place in other, and I don't even know if dumping ground shouldn't be the ticket of last resort, shall we say. If we can't make it in our country, let's go to America and see what we can get there. Certainly we can get benefits, we can get asylum, we can get a job, we don't have to pay taxes. Okay, let's go, everybody on board the bus. But I really do wonder what these, who's the leader of this club? Who's the leader of the band that thinks they can just have 4,000 people walk across the border? That in and of itself is kind of, I don't know, frightening is the right word, but it certainly doesn't seem to make a whole lot of, sense. So that's the story that's, I'm sure, yet to play out, see where it goes. What do you think about it? What do you want us to do about it? Twitter, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. What about your desires? Some of you are vehemently against having anybody come across the border. Some of you think we ought to, and this is sort of where I am, make sure the people who come can contribute, and they will be an asset and not a distraction, not somebody who's going to take. Giving is fine. When you give, you get. But if you just take, it doesn't serve either the people who think they're going to get something for nothing or the people who, there's a spiritual quality to this, I think. Anyway. It really is, isn't it? It's just one thing after another, after another, after another. Speaking of that, in a moment, what the U.S. is planning on doing in Israel with the Palestinians. There's an interesting development there. 13 and change after the hour here on the Friday DJV program. You want to leave a lasting impression on people? Studies proving that a smile is the most unforgettable feature you have. Perfect risk-free solution for those of you who want to become more confident and leave that lasting impression that I'm talking about. The product is Power Swabs. Power Swabs are the most advanced teeth whitening system in the country. And you'll work on your smile for 5 minutes and see it transformed. Yep, 5 minutes is all it takes. After only using Power Swabs once, you will be amazed by the results. And then there's no going back. You stick with it. Maybe once or twice a week, you'll be able to apply the... when you order the Power Swabs at 800-208-1797, quickly they will send you 7 tubes, and then they'll also... I have what a lot of people like. Victoria loves the additional benefit of being able to take this stain out, quick stick, and put it on your teeth as you go into a meeting, let's say you're meeting somebody new for the first time, that kind of stuff. So there are two ways of making yourself more presentable. With the tubes, you crack the little, the end of it, and you take the, I've only done this once this week, I think, Kara, so I can do it again. Get my own whitening done with the Power Swabs. The Q-tips in the tube. The tube has all the material that is natural and going to clean your teeth.
Yeah, I think that one time is probably more than enough.
One time?
One time a week.
Oh, yeah, it probably is. So anyway, there's that. Don't forget the stain-out quick stick that you can use in cases of, let's say, a job interview, that kind of stuff. You're going in the door, let's look your best. Results, 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 results. That's what you want. And you get them with Power Swabs. You don't have to give up your coffee, your wine. You ought to give up smoking, though. If that's what's making your teeth yellow. Whatever it is, your smile will be transformed, as I say, in 5 minutes. Get Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. This is not available in stores, not available online. You got to talk to a real person and order your Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen or the DJV program. They'll sell you the Power Swabs for half the retail. Half the retail price, better teeth all the way around, you're better off. 800-208-1797.
So here's something you might have experienced. I used to post to job boards, only to spend countless hours
sorting through way too many resumes,
just to find a few qualified candidates for
my tech sales teams,
the trucking business I hire for,
my hair salons.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes
to find people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
No Jen, no Victoria. It's Kara and Doug on the DJV program. The situation in the Middle East, very interesting developments this week. U.S. merging a consulate in Jerusalem that primarily served Palestinians into the new embassy in Jerusalem. That's kind of an interesting development. This is kind of that's clever. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, announcing the mission will now be under the authority of the U.S. Embassy in Israel. Palestinian officials have criticized the move as the latest in a series of actions targeting Palestinians. Come on, get a life, you guys. What do you care where it is? It, after all, Jerusalem is where many of the Palestinians work and live and exist peacefully.
Well, I guess it depends. As long as it still serves Palestinian people,
yeah,
then I guess it's okay.
Right.
But is there already an embassy in Israel? It just seems odd.
There's an embassy in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, it seems. I guess it seems odd, probably, to them if you take the one for the Palestinians and then turn it into something for Israel when Israel already has something. So I can kind of see why you might be peeved about it.
It's another reason for them to be peeved. They are peeved about lots of things. Well, it's not the Palestinian people. Remember, this is not about the Palestinians themselves. This is about the leadership on both sides, the egos, the need for power and control and all that stuff. The Palestinians, the Jews, the Christians all work together great in the old city of Jerusalem. That's where all these religions were founded. That's where they continue to exist. They run their businesses. They live their lives. It's outside the walls of the old city of Jerusalem where these things develop. And that's because there's a certain amount of political capital to be gained for these people. You know, people react to the machinations of some of these leaders. The same thing here. We all, these people stir the pot so that they can keep attention on them and continue to keep their control. That's what it is. So anyway, it's going to boost efficiencies. We can certainly use that. This administration has been wild at spending. Also in the Middle East, number of leaders planning to attend that Saudi economic summit dwindling. The Treasury Secretary, Stephen Mnuchin, whatever his name is, I call him Mnuchin, he's not going to the Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh next week. Nicknamed Davos in the Desert, they had their original meeting last year, part of the Saudis' Vision 2030. The Crown Prince has been spearheading, but now the Crown Prince is being scrutinized for chopping up the journalist in the embassy in Turkey, so you can kiss that whole thing goodbye as well. You probably ought to. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program, Kara and Doug listening to the music of Prince, pretty unmistakable, actually. I was thinking about some of the songs that he was so well known for. The reason we're playing that is because there appears to be some excitement here in the music memorabilia department. The last guitar used on stage by Prince, original studio recordings from Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland sessions, and never-before-seen drawings by Michael Jackson. Some of the highlights of the upcoming Icons and Idols auction offered by Julian's Auction House. Various items from Prince's career will hit the auction block at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York on the 9th and 10th of next month. White Collings 290 guitar is among them. He played it on March 12, 2016 at a Minnesota tribute concert to Ray Charles. The last time Prince used a guitar on stage. All subsequent concerts prior to his death in April of 2016 featured Prince solely on either the keyboards or on the piano. Guitar is estimated to sell probably 50, 60, 70, 80 thousand bucks. Wowie zowie. Come on, some other items. His custom-made motorcycle jacket from Purple Rain is going to be sold, as well as his purple trench coat from the film. Motorcycle jacket worn by Bob Dylan in the 80s, as seen in the Tight Connection to My Heart video, also hit the auction block. A group of 3/4-inch magnetic tape recordings from Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland session, including the mythic Voodoo Child jam with Stevie Winwood and Jack Cassidy, will go on the auction block, worth $70,000, so they think. Just a piece of tape. So that's a regular small piece of tape. The real boxes containing the tapes include Hendrix's handwritten notations from the sessions. Auction also featured a lot of other things. As a matter of fact, I think there's 30 never-before-seen original drawings by Michael Jackson, which he gave to his friend Dr. Stephen Heflin. The illustrations drawn with pencil and marker signed by Jackson include self-portraits, portraits of his family. Some other items, let's see here, Madonna's distinctive Desperately Seeking Susan jacket, expected to bring $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 bucks.
Elvis is taking care of business necklace. Sharon Tate's copy of the Beatles White Album, all being sold. God.
Imagine having $100,000 to just drop on one
right.
of these things.
Yeah. Amazing. And the fact they're selling stuff that's connected to Sharon Tate, who's the sicko who's going to buy that?
Somebody's going to. People are obsessed.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Crazy. All right, musically, next up here is the NSYNC release of a new collection of merchandise. Yesterday, they launched their second official capsule merchandise collection. It's the band's second collection after the first release coincided with their dirty pop-up shop in L.A. back in April, timed to their Walk of Fame ceremony. You got a star on the Walk of Fame. Remember that from last spring. Lance Bass took to live Instagram to let fans know about the release, saying, quote, "We are live, folks! NSYNC guys and I have been working on this volume since May. We hope you enjoy it. The collection includes everything an NSYNC fan could ever ask for, including T-shirts, toddler apparel, a wine glass set, a coaster set, and even a bye-bye-bye doormat." Good God.
I would get that doormat.
Would you really?
I think it would be so funny. It would be a fun gag gift for a friend.
Yeah, I suppose. It's going to cost a few bucks. Merchandise only on sale now till the 26th, which is a week from today. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Be specific with your goals. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In ancient Greek legends, they told of the tragic story of Tithonus. Tithonus was a mortal man who fell in love with Eos, the goddess of the dawn. Their love burned brightly, but since one lover was mortal and the other not, they begged Zeus to make Tithonus immortal so that he could spend eternity with his beloved goddess. Careless and disinterested, Zeus granted Tithonus' wish. He gave him immortality, and this is where things went terribly wrong. Tithonus did not ask for immortal youth. And so many ages after his body had long since withered, yet the physical troubles remain infinitely multiplying, Tithonus continually lives on. Be careful what you ask for, yes, but also be very specific when articulating your goals. For more on how to apply ancient wisdom to your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's latest rally remark to get attention is when he praises a Montana congressman, Greg Gianforte, for body slamming a reporter in 2017.
Greg is smart. And by the way, never wrestle him. You understand that? Never. Any guy that can do a body slam, he's my kind.
A number of sailors injured after a helicopter crashes on board an aircraft carrier. The USS Ronald Reagan was sailing in the Philippine Sea today when the MH-60 Seahawk chopper crashed on the flight deck. The Navy says none of the injuries are life-threatening. Hurricane Michael continues to have a deadly impact, with the death toll now up to 34 from the storm. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Listen up, boys and girls. We have a special surprise for you. Friday the 18th or 19th, whatever it is, the 19th, we'll go down in infamy. Infamy is a great word, don't you think? I like that word, infamy. Because not only is Kara Schilling here, Jennifer and Victoria not, but we're joined by the late, great Rich McFadden, who has had his time with me over the years, many times with me, much many, time many. With me over the years. Many days, many nights, many moments.
I got large high heels to fill.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, they are large. I don't know. Well, Victoria, I don't think, wears high heels. But
I'm sure she does.
Does she? Kara, have you talked to Victoria about high heels?
I'm sure she wears them occasionally. I don't think she's wearing them in the morning on the show, but we could ask next time.
Probably not. All right, so let's get at it here. People in the news, a Wisconsin sheriff made a plea yesterday for volunteers to help in the search for this missing teenager, Jamie Kloss, whose parents were found dead in their home. You may recall we were talking about this yesterday. The county sheriff, Chris Fitzgerald, said 100 volunteers are needed. They're trying to work around all these areas. It is more than a routine search for evidence. Jamie Kloss, likely at her family's home when her parents were shot. She vanished moments later, 13 years old, wondering about her safety, her whereabouts. It seems to make some sense. The sheriff said, "We believe Jamie was in the home at the time of the homicides. We believe she's in danger." Sheriff said he has 100% expectation that she's still alive. Deputies are trying to solve the killings of these two people. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense as you look at it. But then, do these things make any sense to begin with? You know, it seems easy these days. It's almost part of the culture. You expect every day to hear about another murder, another person being killed. And I wondered out loud, Richie, yesterday, I think when we were doing the television report, if it isn't because of a lot of the stuff that we see in movies, on Netflix, on television. It's all murder. Look at all of the shows that are all the dramas are all about murder.
Right.
They're all about this person.
Why are we so attracted to that? I mean,
that's a great question.
You and I, our favorite show, one of our favorite shows of all time, is 24.
Yes.
What attracted us to that show? What you know, the action, the adventure.
Yeah.
You know, what
it brings the personality. I think more than anything else, it's the personalities. When you look at some of these shows that basically have the same storyline over and over and over again, look at NCIS, for example, or any of these other shows that are put together in series, like the Dick Wolf Law & Order series. Look at now he's got the Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire. It's all the same kind of stuff. Although some of the drama in the medical shows and in the there's now a couple of fire shows. What is it called? Station 19 that's on ABC.
Yeah, those don't, that 911 show.
Right. Yeah, they don't necessarily focus on murder, but the police shows are all about murder. And some of the stuff, the NCIS shows, or one of the, okay, so let's talk about Blue Bloods and what that brings to the table. It's very, very, the stories are intertwined with the family, and it's more about the family than it is the story. Although cleverly written, it becomes about what happens to these people, and it seems to me, one of the reasons I like it is because I like the people. Where I find all the characters very likable. I find that to be the case, actually, on NCIS LA. I'm not enamored with the original NCIS show, but the one that's done in Los Angeles, maybe because the scenes are shot all in areas where I've lived. Oh, yeah, there's,
I'd love to talk to a psychologist, though. I mean, I heard an interesting conversation the other day as to why we like these superhero movies so much.
Yeah.
And they basically said that, you know, they equated it back to when you look in the ancient Greek times when they had all of the different gods and how we look at these superheroes as almost gods. Thor is even literally a god, you know.
We got a movie coming out at Christmas, Aquaman!
Right, so what is it about these action-adventure-slash-murder shows that attract... My wife watches all of these Dateline NBC murder mystery things.
And those are horrible.
Discovery Channel. I'm like, what is it about?
Yeah.
She goes, they're interesting. I'm like, why?
I think nobody really understands how, like, serial killer brains works, and I think everyone is just curious to try and figure out why. I don't think it's necessarily because we love watching people die. I'm sure some people do, but there's something curious about that kind of brain that makes you just want to understand. I think humans want to know what causes things.
Kara, what is it about women that want to watch every single... My wife watches these Hallmark movies.
I don't know. I don't watch the Hallmark movies, so I can't explain it to you.
Every single husband gets murdered by his wife, and she's justified for it because he was some kind of... And I'm like, what? There's a... I mean, look at the pattern there.
Your wife watches all of those? I would maybe watch out a little bit.
I sleep with one eye open.
How are you doing with your wife?
Oh, definitely sleeping with one eye open. Or just being a good boy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a theory and a half for you, ladies and gents. Today, Friday the 19th, is National Mammography Day. Mammography Day is like a cousin to Breast Cancer Awareness Month. both committed to women's self-care. But the 19th of October is set aside as a special day to encourage women to be proactive and to make an appointment to have your mammography. Mammograms are key to early breast cancer detection. Early detection means early treatment, the difference between life and death. Isn't there, though, a lot of controversy, Kara, about this? Mammographies, how they are done,
it's the false
whether they really do, if
they're trying to work around.
Yeah, and they're also too late, for the most part. If you've got, by the time, if using a mammography, if you use an MRI, it's different. But the mammographies that are done, from what I understand, I remember my first and only wife died after suffering 21 years with stage 4 breast cancer, and she had a mammography, didn't find it, and I think it was 3 or 4 months later she had pains in her back. She went to have it examined, and then she had her breasts examined, and bingo. But the stuff had started when she had her first mammography. So I'm not suggesting you don't have it done.
I mean, it depends on where the tumors start. And in breast cancer, they usually start in the breast. It doesn't mean that they have to.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Hey, I had an MRI. I don't know. One of those full-body scans. Mm-hmm. I went down to Dr. Ken and had one of those full-body scans.
When you had the Hodgkin's lymphoma?
2 years later, I had Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, what happened when you went there? What did they see? Nothing.
Nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, the history of Mammography Day goes back to 1913, when a German doctor detected breast cancer with X-rays. Albert Solomon, who was a surgeon in Berlin, used an X-ray machine to see breast cancer in 3,000 mastectomy samples back in 1913. Fast forward to 1956, radiologists in Houston improved a mammography imagery machine. Robert Egan, Houston-based radiologist, introduced specialized film for mammograms, resulting in better imagery and detail. And then in 1971, zero mammography introduced for commercial use. Zero mammography was commercially introduced as a method of providing better quality images of the chest wall. And then moving ahead to 1988, Congress approved mammography funding. Congress passed legislation providing funding for yearly mammography screening as a Medicare benefit. And then in 2000, digital mammography was approved by the FDA. They approved the first full-field digital mammography system. So you're too young. At what age, Kara, are women supposed to have their first mammogram? I've forgotten, although maybe it isn't.
As far as I know, I think starting at like 40 or 45 is when they start saying it would be good to get them, but I don't think you need to.
But there are many cases of breast cancer that start certainly before the 40s.
Well, I think generally, so when you go to the gynecologist, they also do a breast checkup when you're there, and that's typically an annual thing. So I think that's what gets you through until you're 45, when it becomes more of a risk.
Examining your breast locally, just feeling to see
around. Yeah, there's no, with hands, it's not any kind of scan or anything like that.
Yeah. Is that enough? Are you comfortable with that?
I mean, it's not the most comfortable experience, but...
Well, I don't mean... I guess there's two ways of...
Does that make you feel...
Feel better. It's not comfortable in that somebody's got their hands all over your breasts and there's nothing good that happens afterwards. So
I think that they know what to feel for. Obviously, I guess there could be something smaller that maybe they're not able to detect. My family personally doesn't have a history of breast cancer, so I'm not... Yeah. Especially worried about it, knock on wood. But, yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, they're able to detect stuff just with hands. I mean, there have always been things, too, where you're supposed to kind of personally keep an eye on it and not just rely on the doctor, because you know your body the best. So if you feel something different, that's when you kind of go and tell the doctor about it. But I think for the most part, it works okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting factoid on the, you were talking about the X-rays and the 50s and
right, whatnot. The history of all of it, yeah.
Yeah, what I found out when I went through the Hodgkin's is that the Hodgkin's cancer cell is so weak that they found out in the 50s they were taking X-rays of patients. And every time they took an X-ray, the next X-ray, they would notice less cancer cells. And they finally realized that the low-level radiation...
For people that had Hodgkin's?
For people that had Hodgkin's.
Yeah.
That the low-level radiation of the X-ray was actually killing the cells.
Really?
That's how weak Hodgkin's... So
yeah.
Nobody should die from Hodgkin's. Non-Hodgkin's is a little bit different deal because it spreads around the body differently.
Aren't you fortunate that you didn't have it?
Yeah, yeah, nobody should die from Hodgkin's. Listen to your body.
My friend... Who was the state rep, died in May of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Really non-Hodgkin's. It spreads differently, so it's tougher.
It gets at you. It really does. It takes its toll on everything. All right, that's kind of a downer conversation, but the idea is to remind you to get your mammogram.
The more you know.
And if you can get something more thorough, if you can afford an MRI, a lot of people say, well, we can't do any more because we don't have any money to pay for, but if you can, I find MRIs are by far preferable in almost any circumstance to really getting to the root cause of whatever's going on inside of you. So that's another angle. And the third thing is don't give to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And give to somebody else that's working on the problems of breast cancer. All right, so that takes care of that. Television, the last season of Orange is the New Black on Netflix is upon us. Why did that show have such impact? I didn't ever watch it because I wasn't really interested in the line. I have Netflix, thanks to Richie getting me onto Netflix, and what else? Amazon, you sent me to Amazon, and I think there's one other one. But anyway, I never found Orange is the New Black. Some people are so excited about it. They think, oh, wow.
But there's so many shows out. There are so many.
Oh, yeah.
There's programming so deep nowadays. There's 100 channels that you can watch all of these different shows. And that's the way it's going to be, a la carte programming. And some gravitate to this and some gravitate to that.
Yeah, I think some people like Orange is the New Black because there's not a lot of, like, completely female dramas on TV. There's a lot of, like, reality shows or Kardashians or Housewives, but you don't get a lot of actual acting with, like, mainly female leads, so that's kind of an exciting part of it.
All right, rundown of the shows. CBS has its usual new fare for people who are old and staying home on Friday night. Other than that...
That'll be me tonight.
Yeah, me too. All right, how about some pillow talk? My Pillows, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Here's somebody who has spent so much money on pillows trying to get the right one. It's kind of cool to have somebody say in the testimonials at MyPillow.com that it truly is the best pillow. She writes, "Did I mention I love My Pillow?" Well, most people like their pillows. I think we all have them. If you're having problems getting to sleep, one of the big problems with getting to sleep and staying asleep is having the right pillow, the right mattress, all of that stuff. You get support from MyPillow because they have all of those things. They start as a pillow company. That still is their biggest and best business. You can get all kinds of pillows, you name it, big ones, small ones. It's just amazing what they've been able to put together. Pillows for your dog. Any pillow they have, you can get at 50%. Actually, any pillow they have at MyPillow.com, you can get now two for the price of one using the DJV code. So go in there, get the comfort of a pillow for yourself, your loved ones, everybody. Buy two and only pay for one at MyPillow.com with the code DJV.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Time now at 53 after the hour for us to go through in the countdown form or fashion the top five items that Victoria usually does from the week in review, technologically speaking. We start at number five, go to number one, which is kind of the way most countdowns go. Start at the top, go to the bottom. At number five, Venmo in the focus. Ever since Venmo rolled out its instant transfer feature, which moves money from your Venmo balance to a personal debit card within just a minute or two, cost of this transfer has been a quarter. Soon, that is going up, however. Venmo emailed users about changes to its user agreement. One of those updates will see the fee for instant transfer switch from a quarter to 1% of whatever you're transferring. But you still have to pay a quarter. That's the minimum amount. It's not much, but the up fee still means that the company, which is owned by PayPal, will be deducting a bigger cut if you're moving a large amount of money. Venmo notes that its traditional bank transfer option remains available and is still without cost. That method only takes a business day or two to show up. So if you want the money moved right now, you pay for it. You want to move it and have it hit a day or two later, then it doesn't cost you anything. And Venmo is now offering a debit card for spending your balance directly instead of having to relocate the funds elsewhere first. So
it's the preferred money transfer system for terrorists and people in New Jersey.
Oh, for terrorists.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah, and my cousin Vinny.
And millennials.
And millennials, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Which can also be described as terrorists.
Yes, right, the terrorists, the young terrorists.
Right.
Number four on the countdown, Walmart has big video streaming ambitions. Bloomberg reporting this week that Walmart is in talks with a number of media companies to sell its services through an online store. Walmart wants to give its Vudu customers the ability to add on premium services like HBO Now, Showtime, Stars, and the push is because of declining DVD sales in their stores. Amazon offers a similar service through channels, which allows you as a consumer to sign up for these third-party services. Meanwhile, Variety reports this week that Walmart's planning to launch a Netflix competitor under the Vudu brand. It's going to cost $8 a month. How many of these services are available? If you signed up for every one of them, how much would you be paying?
Well, that's the thing is there's a choice. So you don't sign up for every one of them. You pick and choose a couple of them. I just told my family last night, I'm getting rid of the TV service. Let's just cut the cord and, but we got to figure out how to get all the channels that everybody wants. That's the trick.
There you go. Number three, working our way to number one, Amazon. In the technology news this week, as they usually are, they announced a couple of new initiatives that are aimed at reducing their environmental impact. The first is a $10 million investment in the Closed Loop Fund, an effort to pool corporate resources to help the United States improve its municipal recycling programs. The other is a solar energy project in England that'll see Amazon install 20 megawatts worth of solar panels to help power fulfillment centers. That's been a big bugaboo because of the amount of energy that they're taking.
Amazon cardboard that they use.
Yeah,
good
that too.
Lord, the boxes.
Yeah, that's another thing as far as recycling is concerned. Amazon signing a deal, purchase enough green energy certificates to ensure 100% of all buildings in England are offset by renewable sources like solar and wind. It makes sense why, at least domestically, Amazon would be focusing its efforts on recycling. The largest retail sector in North America, particularly the U.S., and it's shipping a massive amount of cardboard. That's what Richie and I...
It's huge. The boxes really are huge.
The recycling infrastructure for cities, it really is.
You order a pack of batteries, you get a 3-foot by 3-foot box.
Yeah, waste. Number two on our list of important tech stories this week, Hulu has said that the company is aiming to change up its live TV offering by breaking down its current $40 a month channel package into smaller bundles. The one they have now has got about 1 million subscribers. I'm one of them. Rich, are you onto Hulu?
I was, but then I canceled it. I watched one show that I wanted to watch, and then that was over, it was done.
The CEO said he wants to drop some of Hulu's existing live channels in favor of on-demand programming and focus the company's live TV efforts on live sports and news. A lot of people are trying to do that on radio as well. Number one this week on the tech stories, Postmates announcing in a blog post that it's bringing its delivery service to 134 more cities. Expansion brings the total number of cities served by Postmates to 550, covering 60% of the U.S. Also brings in 300 new Chipotle locations. So Postmates is celebrating the launch by offering $4 off Chipotle orders with the code Chipotle134. That's technology this week.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.